Chapter 4. The caves felt frigid in the dark of night, even though the temperature hovered around a balmy 80 degrees. Cassie found herself shivering as she rode the final few feet to land. She wasn't sure what to expect traveling here alone. In her imagination, the whole angry mob of her friends would be waiting for her, salivating, hungry to return the pain she'd caused them by trapping them there. Dry-mouthed, she brought in her oars and awaited the worst. She was relieved to see there was only one person visible at the mouth of the cave. A dark shadow of the tall, strong body she knew well. Adam. He was sitting out near the exit, hugging his knees toward his chest, looking lonely. The others must have been deeper within the cave, sleeping. Cassie beached her rowboat and moved toward Adam with careful determination. Her heart knocked against her ribs as she took quiet steps, one foot in front of the other, until she stood before him, just out of his reach beyond the barrier in the cave. At first, she said nothing, just watched him, and tried to locate the real him somewhere inside this shell of the boy she loved. "Cassie," he said, sounding just like his true self. He stood up with joy. "I was just watching the water, wishing you would appear, and now here you are." He looked good, she thought. A little dirty, but aside from that, nothing about him appeared different. His hair still shone with multicolored streaks of auburn in the moonlight, and his eyes were their natural, gorgeous blue. There was a vulnerability to their depth that couldn't be feigned. "How do you feel?" she asked. "Better now that you're here." Adam reached out his hand, but it couldn't pass through the bound cave entrance. "If only I could touch you," he said, frowning. Cassie was careful not to get too close. "How do I know it's really you?" she asked, "and not the demon?" Adam reached out his hand again, this time open.